forma de uma lenha. Aí lá, agora, mas se tiver a chama lá, se eu sei. Moshe Rabbeinu gathered the entire congregation of Israel and told them, these are the things which Hashem has commanded to do them. What did he command to do? Sheish yomim teosam alocho, uvayim ha-shviyeh yiyo lochem kodesh, Shabbat Shabbos al Hashem, koloisiv alocho yumus. So he commanded them about the mitzvah of Shabbos, which is a mitzvah of not doing. Shabbos, you're not allowed to do melocha. Koloisiv alocho yumus. Loisiv al-eish. So the Pasuk should have said, Eila advorim asher tziva Hashem shaloi lasei soisa. Not these are the things which Hashem is commanded to do, but these are the things which Hashem is commanded not to do. And it's from here, from this, from the smichus, the fact that the Torah mentioned the Yisrael Loch of Shabbos next to the Binyan HaMishkan. So from here, from this Michos, from this Hekesh, from this equation, we learn out what constitutes a Loch of a Shabbos. All the Lochas that were needed for the building of the Mishkan, you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. So actually, the mitzvah of Shabbos is not to do the Lochas which were done for the building of the Mishkan.
Yeah, but you learn also Lassos, that in the Mishkan, these are the Divine Hashiva Hashem Lassos on Shabbos as well.
Not Binyan HaMishkan is not there for Shabbos, only the Korbanos, that's Kabura's man, but Binyan HaMishkan itself is not there for Shabbos. So therefore I think the Ramban learns, I'm not sure because I haven't seen the Ramban in quite some time, that Eila Advorim Asher Tziva Hashem Lasos Eisam refers to the Binyan HaMishkan. Eila Advorim Asher Tziva Hashem Lasos Eisam, and these are the things which Hashem is commanded to do, like it says later on, but even though Hashem has commanded you to build the Mishkan, the Kelim, and with all the instructions, but on Shabbos you're not allowed to do it.
Rashi,
so that's only Sheshes Yom.
Rashi?
No, but Rashi didn't say it on Lassos. I'm saying that the Ramban learns Eila Advorim Asher Tziva Hashem Lassos Eisam does not refer to the Indian of Shabbos, and it's Eila Advorim that it says later on. This is Eila Advorim Asher Tziva Hashem Lassos Eisam, the Binyan HaMishkan,
the Kelim.
And then it says, but that should be done during 6 days of the week. But before you quote me the name of the Ramban, I would suggest that first you look in Ramban, says if it really says it. But Pashtas, plainly, it would seem that it applies to Shabbos. But we mentioned already many times. That's very good. It's very important to learn definitions of the terms which the Torah uses. The Torah uses Briya, the Torah uses Asiya, the Torah uses Yitzira. Although they're synonyms, they have something in common, but if they're different words, different terms, they convey a different meaning. So we said that Briya means, as most of the Rishonim say, or most of the times, means that's the creation, yesh me'ayin, creation something out of nothing, or something that's not complete, just creating just the mass itself, the body itself. Atzura, Yitzira is giving it a design, special appearance, special formation. But Asiya refers to Hashlam, at the finishing touch. That's what Asiya means. You have already something. You may even have a tzura, but now what you need is the asiyah. Or maybe the asiyah could come before the tzura. You need the hashlome, you need the gmar, you have to finish it up in order to bring out the tzura. So, the bria of Shabbos is the law that the Torah says in Yisroel. Not allowed to do anything which is considered melacha. Fine. But that's not enough. In other words, now Moshe Rabbeinu has gathered, as called Adas Bnei Yisrael, and Adas usually refers to the Sanhedrin, to the Chachma Bnei Yisrael, and Vayomer Aleihem, Eile Hadvorim Asher Tziva Hashem Lasos Eisam. But Rabbeinu Shem told us about Shabbos, right? He told us about Shabbos. gave us certain guidelines. But now these are the things which Hashem has commanded that we have to do them. We have to be mashal. In other words, Benjamin says, don't do a malacha. Now, what constitutes, what is a malacha? You stop 10 people in the street and you ask them, give me a definition of malacha, labor. You'll come up with different definitions. Some will say, well, carrying a handkerchief from the house into the street is a malacha. It's not a malacha. Putting on a light is a malacha. It's not difficult at all. Or you have to move furniture from one side of the house to the other side, one side of the room. That's back-breaking work. That's avodas pet. But the Torah says no. The Torah says carrying out a toothpick from the Shus HaYochei to the Shus HaRabim is a malacha. And if he's warned not to do it and accepts the warning and the time of the Bais HaMikdash, he would be chayvus. And if he did it unintentionally, it's chayv achatus. And moving heavy furniture from one side of the room to the other is not a malacha. So now, so the Rabbeinu Shalom told the Moshe Rabbeinu, gather the scholar Das Mei Yisrael, the Chach Mei Yisrael of his generation, and by that he laid a precedent that Chach Mei Yisrael of all generations, they have to finish, they have to be goyma the tzur of Shabbos. So now, so he told them, he says, well, what should you do? In other words, to define what is a melacha? So he told them, look, Rabbeinu Shalom told you to build a Mishkan. A Mishkan, in order to build a Mishkan, so all the different types of lochs that exist in the world will be used for the building of the Mishkan. Especially since we find that in Chazal that the building of the Mishkan was equated to the building, to the creation of the world. Chazal find many comparisons. Here it says, Mateichal, that he finished. And there it says by chulos, like saying that the Rabbeinu Shalom created the world in sheishis mebreishis. The world got off its tracks. That world that was did not lead to it, to the desired purpose of creation. And now the Rabbeinu Shalom is beginning giving the world a second chance by building the Mishkan. So building of the Mishkan, that's like creating the world all over again. So therefore, all the melachas which the Rabbeinu Shalom used in creating the world, so all the melachas were used in building the Mishkan. So now he says, so you have to sit down, you have to figure out what are, of course, not everything that you did in the Mishkan constitutes a melacha. So we have to sit down, and we have to sort out and analyze. What was it in Mishkan? What did they do in the Mishkan? What labor did they do in the Mishkan? And what things that they did in the Mishkan could constitute as melacha, could constitute as labor? Then we'll come up and have a definition what is considered melacha in regards to Shabbos. So that's something which the Rabbeinu Shalom left to the Chachmei Hador, that they should that you have to be goyner, you have to be mashlim the tzur of Shabbos by learning well and understanding well the dinim of Shabbos. And there are many things which by Shabbos is only awesome at Rabbonim. It's called a shvus, but the Isser is only with Rabbonim. But really, it's thanks to the Isurim which the Rabbonim made that brought out the tzur of Shabbos. Because let me give you an example. Suppose on Shabbos we would only abstain from doing that which is prohibited min HaTorah, right? Only that which is also min HaTorah we wouldn't do on Shabbos. And there wouldn't be any surah mid Rabbah. What surah would Shabbos have? So first of all, you could do all the melachas min HaTorah. You could do all the melachas that are forbidden min HaTorah. You can do them on Shabbos. You can do it kelachaya. You do it with the shin, not in the ordinary way of doing it. So you could write on Shabbos if you're writing, you could write with your left hand. If you're lefty, write with your right hand. So in any melacha you could do with a shini. So on Shabbos, you're a fine observant Jew, you wouldn't do a melacha. What are you going to do? You'll do everything with a shini. And then, on the other hand, one would say, well, they're not going to do a melacha, but Shabbos I have a day, a free day, I'm not working on Shabbos, so I'll go in the store, I'll take inventory. See what item is selling, what item is not selling, what do I have to order, what shouldn't I have to order? No, not doing any melacha. And someone will say, well, I'll have a day off. You know, my car needs a washing. Just like you're going to on Sundays and you do on Shabbos. Perfectly all right. Take out the pump and you could wash the car without doing any law. And it's a tzura of Shabbos would be chalula like the tzura of Sunday. Well, all I have to do, sleep later, and then we'll take a look at the read the papers, look in the comics, and then go to services, come back, leave, and wash the car. That's it. That's how the tzura of Shabbos would be if we just follow the letter of the law, which the Torah says is also a mutter to do on Shabbos. But Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Chachmei Hador, said to the Soil, look, Rabbeinu Shlomo says that Shabbos is Kodesh, Yilachem Kodesh. It's not just the day has to be the Dusha. Or as it says, Kesiso Sheishis Yom Rosim Locha, Uvayim Ashvi Shabbos Shabbosim, Kodesh Lashem. It's a day that's holy to Hashem. Now, you could play basketball on Shabbos. No, you said. You know why, what's wrong? Have a court, Shusa Yochel. And you play basketball, you enjoy yourself, wouldn't be any easy. And you could even play football, maybe a Shiloh, Dilmos, Lashmi, Gomez, basketball, or other things. But, huh? You're allowed to play when you play the ball.
What about the Tasis and Shabbos?
Huh?
The Tasis and Shabbos?
Most of these were Shabbos.
They had a game they played on Shabbos.
Yeah, I do it. Huh? I call for it. But when a person asks himself, true, I'm allowed to do it, but is that Kodesh Lashem? Is that holy to Hashem? So therefore, the Chachmei Hador, they had to make the Shabbos. They had to be mashlim the tzur of Shabbos. That's what it says, Eila Advorim. These things in the beginning of that. Rebbe learns out from Eila Advorim that Eila is 36, and Dvorim, the minimum Dvorim is 2, that's 38. And Hadvorim, the extra hay is 1, that's 39. So Eila Advorim means these are the 39 Avos Melachos categories of labor, which are also on Shabbos, but it has to be Asher Tziva Hashem Lasov Seisim. You have to be mashim. Don't be satisfied with just the Issa Melacha of Lamates. But you have to be going with the Issa Melacha. For every Issa Melacha, so you have to have the Zeres of Chazal. You have preventative measures that you're not allowed to do this and this because it looks like the Melacha. You're not allowed to do this and this because this may lead you to do the Melacha. That's Lasov Seisim. And it's thanks to the Zeres of Chazal that they brought out the Tzura of Shabbos. The Shabbos is Kodesh. I want to go in the store. What do you mean in the store? Mekromem ki rezosa. Nidide rezosa. Measuring rezosa. This is a uvde dechoyer. This is a weekday activity. It's not a Shabbos day activity. How many things were there also in the Chacham Maaseh? Because it's uvde dechoyer. It's a weekday activity. It doesn't have the spirit. It's not consonant with the spirit of Shabbos. That's being mashlim the tzura of Shabbos. And this is muktzeh. Don't touch this. This is muktzeh. Anything which was not ready or to be used on Shabbos is muktzeh. Don't touch it. Not allowed to move it. Not to touch it. Not allowed to move it. And this is also because of this, and this is also because of that. So in such a way that your hands and your feet are tied on Shabbos, and you could only do Shabbos two things. You could have a grosla Shabbos oinek. You could have enjoyed the Shabbos. You could rest on Shabbos. Eat on Shabbos. And the G'doish Hashem is in it. Shabbos becomes a day that's like G'doish Hashem. That's designated for Hashem. It comes under the cover of Shabbos. That's what it means. Eila Hadvorim Asher Tziva Hashem Lasosim. Eila Hadvorim, from here we're going to learn out. Lamites, the 39 categories of labor. And from here we're going to learn out, according to Man Bandom Alus of Aro Eish, that from here we're learning out that Yesh Chilik Melachos by Shabbos. That it's not just one Avera. That there are 39 ways of doing the same Avera. And therefore, if a person were to do all 39 Avos Melachos, Behele Mechad, he would only be Chayav one Chatos. That no, that just like Lisevaru is an Aveira of Lisevaru, so like there's an Aveira of Lisachrush, and Lisizra, and Lisichte, and Lisere, and Lisoife, and so forth and so forth. So here in this, that we're here learning this out. So here it says, Ayakhil Moshe, Skoladas, Misur, Vayim, Alein, especially on Shabbos, you should learn the dinim of Shabbos. Eila Advarim, these are the things that Hashem Hashem Lasser says, means you have to make them. You have to make them work, and you have to bring out the Tzura of Shabbos, Tzura of Shabbos, all the Takonis and Exeris, which the Chachamim made. And in this way, Shabbos will be kept. Maybe that's also Pshat in the Pasuk. Shomrim Neisrod is a Shabbos. Lassoy is a Shabbos. Lideroysom Neisrod. Jews should keep Shabbos. Lassoy is a Shabbos. To make the Shabbos for all generations Neisrod. The Shabbos which would only take the skeleton of Shabbos which would come only from the denominator, this is not a Shabbos that would be able to hand it down as a Bris Oilam, as everlasting covenant. Vishamav Yisrael, Yisrael should keep the Shabbos and last is the Shabbos. At all times to make the Shabbos, to complete the Shabbos, to mashlim the Shabbos, to bring out the Kedusha of Shabbos. So then it will be the Oysom Yisrael.
What about, you said in Yisrael it says, Leisasa Kamalacha. So it already mentions Lo Sasa.
Well, there it means Lo Sasa. It's a lotion of doing. Don't do. It's a union of Asir. The Melacha is not done by itself. You're doing the Melacha. That which is this instruction, this thing. You're doing it. You're being. You and the Melacha make the Melacha.
Why don't they say, Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael La'asas? And this is another place of Teichan Tzivo.
What do you mean, Teichan Tzivo?
Teichan Tzivo, Asher Kishanu Mezosot. So we had the same thing over here, that Chazal are commanded to be in Mesachim Gezeres Tachanas.
Well, but this is talking about Shabbos. This is talking about Shabbos. Asher Tzivo Shabbos is up there, Kol Adir Kulay. Another thing, which I once pointed out, is very important. Very important to analyze it and to know it well, is if you find the same thing is repeated in the Torah in several places, but yet with shinui, with slight changes, with variations. So this is where you have to apply your mind, your eyes, to observe the changes and to try to figure out either by looking in the Mefroshim or try to figure out yourself the reason. Now here in Vayakel it says Sheishes Yomim Teos Emelocha. 6 days, Melacha will be done. Now there's immediately a deal. It should have said, Sheishes Yomim Ta'ase Melacha. 6 days, you will do Melacha, not Melacha will be done, as if it will be done automatically. So that the Kli Yochel answers, there were certain Melachas which were needed, certain Kelim which they had to do, that they didn't know how to do it. So it's with the help of Hashem that the Melacha was done. Therefore it says, Sheishes Yomim, it wouldn't be Sheishes Yomim Ta'ase Melacha, you will do the Melacha, but the Melacha will be done. You just begin and the Melacha will be done. And we also find, the Ramban says, that you have the Torah says, Vayavoyu Kolisha Shanisoyu Liboy, V'choyla Shanot Baruch Hoi, so Hibiyu Stumas Hashem, Lemlecha Soyu Lomoyu Lachal Abdos Lomoyu Vakorich. So the Ramban explains, what's the difference between Nisoyu Liboy and not Baruch Hoi? What is the Torah referring to? What does the Torah mean? This is Vayavoyu Kolisha Shemesoy Liboy. They brought everyone whose heart lifted them up. And anyone whose spirit willed him to do so. And so, what are we talking about? Different adjectives are being brought out. There's someone that's Nisoy Liboy and someone that's not Baruch. So he says, I think that's what Ramban says, also a long time, there were many, they had, in order to build the Mishkan, they had to have different types of craftsmen, of artisans, of weavers, of carpenters, you name it, and they needed it. Goldsmith, blacksmith. So, and the Jews, they came out, and they had their architects, they had this, and planners, everything, lechas masheves, engravers, every block, every time block. Now they didn't go to a trade school, and they didn't graduate as engineers, as architects. So where did they learn how to do it? Where did they learn how to do it? So Ramban says, this came from the Siyasli. That there was a person that was so inspired and so overcome with the tshuka, with the desire to have the Shechina in the midst, to build Amokim Shechina, that he was lifted up. He lifted up his heart. He was lifted up beyond his capacities. Things that were unknown to him, talents that were unknown to him, that he possessed, that he will be able to do, that he will be able even to never dreamt in his life. But that's what that inspiration, that Messiah slave, so that made him do things that were completely unknown to him, that he was able to do it. And then you have others who did not reach this Madrega of Messiah slave, but they gave wholeheartedly, with a good heart, they donated to the Mishkan. So that's the Chaylashan not Baruch. So therefore it says, he also sheshes yomim tiyose melacha. It's not only tase, but tiyose, because the work that was done, like if it was done beyond the capabilities of the people to do it. Therefore it's a Lashon tiyose. But I call for him. Here it says, sheshes yomim tiyose melacha.
But that's according to the Kliyakar and according to the Ramban, this tiyose is referring to the Melechus HaMishkan.
Right.
The sheshes yomim tiyose melacha.
Yeah, what is
that?
Yeah, so the Melechus HaMishkan will be done 6 days, but on Shabbos you're not allowed to do the Melechus HaMishkan. That's the combination of the two things. That's how you learn that one from the other. Now, the same thing you have in Kisisa. It also says Sheishis Yomi, but there it says Sheishis Yomi Yeyose. It doesn't say Teyose, but it says Yeyose. Okay, it's one sheet. Then it says in Bayakin, Bayoy Mashviya Yielochem Kodesh. And in Kisiso it says, "O Bayom Ashvi Kodesh Lashem," not Lachem Kodesh, but Kodesh Lashem. In Bayakel it says, "Koloise Voy Melacha Yumas," and in Kisiso it says, "Koloise Melacha Biyom Hashabos Mois Yumas." So there, instead of saying "Koloise Melacha" or "Koloise Voy Melacha," it says "Biyom Hashabos," and instead of saying "Yumas," it says "Mois Yumas." So there are quite a few shinuim between the pasuk in Kisisa, pasuk in Kisisa, sheishis yomi yose melacha, and the pasuk of Vayakel, although the pasuk comes to tell us basically the main thing. So let's see the pasuk in Kisisa, sheishis yomi yose melacha. Why does it say yose? Not sheishis yomi yase melacha. But it's Rashi Shita in Chumash in Parshas Boy that it says by Yom Tov Kol Melacha Lo Yose Bem, no Melacha shall be done by them. So since it says no Melacha shall be done, it doesn't say no Melacha you will not do. So Rashi, it's really a Mechilta that says Lo Yose Al Diachim, that the Melacha is not allowed to be done by others. In other words, not only you are not allowed to do Melacha on Yom Tov, but even a God. Yom Locha cannot be done by a God. So the Ramban has, and Rashi Shreit makes a whole scandal, what do you mean? The whole Shas, we saw Amir Al-Akam Shvus telling you're going to do a Locha as only Yisad Rabbanon. So how could you say that Sosa Manatera, and so forth and so on. So I would suggest
Lo Yoyosa doesn't teach you that, but in the Shini HaLashon you learn out a sort of thing like Lassos, to understand that even a Mule Akhmer Shvus is Marumas in the Torah.
Oh, okay, well, that's what the way the Ramban would learn, that it's a Smachta. Smachta means has a basis in the Torah. But I would suggest maybe even really to take the words of Rashi literally. That sometimes when you do a Meloche through a Goy, it's really awesome in a Torah. Sometimes it's awesome Rabbanon, but it's based on that this idea in the Torah. In other words, Ben is Kol Melacha Lo Yosevem. You're not allowed to do Melacha on Shabbos, and your Melacha cannot be done even by others. So what's the heter of a Nirolakum? Nirolakum that's Mutam and Atiyah, it's an awesome Rabbanon. Tells us when a Goy does your Melacha, he's not doing your Melacha, he's doing his Melacha. Akum Adaita Tanasha. He's doing it because he figures out that it pays for him to do it. So the whole heter is because he's not doing Yom Melacha. He's doing his own Melacha. But if you'll find a goy who extends nothing to gain from the Melacha he's doing, but just that the Melacha is being forced upon him, he has to do it because the Jew wants him to do it, so that would be, so the goy is doing Melachas Yisrael, goy is doing Melachas Yisrael on Shabbos would be awesome and that. So now, Moshe Rabbeinu is telling them, this is when they'll be going out from Mitzrayim. I told them that the Pasha was said when they were still in Mitzrayim. So a lot of goyim will go out with them, the Erev Rav. Now the Erev Rav, they will do the bidding of the Jew, not because it pays for them, but because out of fear, out of fright. So they will do whatever the Jew tells them. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Kol Melacha Lo Yosef. No Melacha shall not. shall be done in those days. When? Why? Because even al diachirim, if you have a goy, a prisoner, so forth, so but he's doing because you're telling him to do it, not because he decides by himself, pays for him to do it. So maybe that would be also relative. I'll call for him. So here the Torah says, Sheish is yomim yosem alacha. So the Torah is telling you that during the 6 days of the week, so you have a yase yose combination. You do, could be done by others. Others could do for you. But vayoyim hashvi is shabba shabbos. But when it comes Shabbos, when it comes the seventh day, there has to be a double rest. Shabba shabbos. What's the double Shabbos? That not only you should not do the melacha, but the melacha should not be done for you by others. That's Shabba Shabbos, that's the Kefil Oshin, the double Shabbos. So that's why it's good why it says Yosef. It's telling you during the week, others could do the work for you. But by Shabbos, by Yom HaShvi'i, Shabba Shabbos, meaning what? That here you have to have a double Shabbos. What's the double Shabbos? Not only you shouldn't do, but it shouldn't be done. Why? What's wrong? If the guy does the melacha for you, the Teretz like this, all right, physically you rest. Physically, if you're not doing any melacha, the guy is doing the melacha, your body has menucha. But your mind is not totally devoted to Hashem. Because you could be standing Shabbos in shul with the palace covering your head, but if your factory is being operated by the guy, you can't help thinking of what's going on over there in the factory. So it is therefore, because it has to be Kodesh Lashem, Shabbos has to be exclusively Kodesh Lashem. So since it has to be exclusively Kodesh Lashem, so it's not only your body has to rest, but your mind has to cease from all weekly activity. That's why it has to be Shabbos Shabbosoy, and that's why Sheish Es Yomim Yosef. Only throughout the Sheish Es Yomim can the melacha be done by others. But the Vayim Ashvi, Shabbos Shabbosoy. You have to have the double cessation of activities. Not only that your body ceases from doing any labor, but even your mind ceases to think about the labor that's being done for you. Why? Because Shabbos has to be Kodesh Lashem.
So you're learning, if Shabbos Shabbosoy means the double thing of Muyur Malacha,
right,
yourself, by all, and also
the
body
and
mind.
Body and mind. So, Koloise Melacha Birch, but Koloise Melacha Birma Shabbos, Moisumos. Now, but he says, yeah, he shouldn't think, since it's the Hotzen of the Tehran, that he shouldn't do the Melacha, and no Melacha should be done for him by a goy. So, you shouldn't think if the Melacha is done by him by a goy. So, he's called the Machal Shabbos, that is Chayim Lise. No, it says, Koloise Melacha Birma Shabbos. No, it says, anyone who does the Melacha, one who really does the Melacha, Birma Shabbos, Moisumos. Why do you have the double lashon moisumos? Because when he does the melacha, so he's being mechalal and desecrates the Shabbos in a twofold way. His body doesn't rest, and his mind does not rest. So therefore, it's called oisem melacha b'Shabbos moisumos. That's why it says moisumos. Now let's see what it says in Vayakel. Vayakel, we're talking about the melachas. What melachas did they do in the weekday? They were oisik in lechas hamishkan, building the mishkan. So the melachas they were doing during the week were kodesh. They were kodesh l'Hashem. A whole week they were occupied with melachas that are kodesh l'Hashem. And that's why you need a pasuk to tell you that melachas hamishkan is not doyfer Shabbos. Because without a pasuk you would say that the melachas hamishkan, the Shabbos, to occupy yourself with the building of the Mishnah, is not contrary to the spirit of Shabbos. After all, what are you supposed to do on Shabbos? Shabbos is chapetzecho asurim, chefze shemayim utorim. Now I once explained that what chefze shemayim utorim does not mean that chefze shemayim aduiche the anhogi of Shabbos. If you have chefze shemayim, you have a mitzvah which is contrary to the spirit of Shabbos, you wouldn't be allowed to do it. You wouldn't be allowed to do it. But chefze shemayim, that's chefze Shabbos. That's what Shabbos is. So therefore, building a mishkan, that's chefze Shabbos. That's not chilul Shabbos. So nevertheless, the Torah says, no, you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. Why aren't you allowed to do it on Shabbos? Why, when you say, Kimelechas HaMishkan, so it's Kodesh Lashem? Yes, it's Kodesh Lashem, but it's not, I want you Lachem Kodesh, I want you also to have a name. I want it should be also Kodesh Lachem, that your body should rest on Shabbos. So therefore it says, Sheish Yomim Teyoseh Melacha. Now here it doesn't say Yeyoseh, but it says Teyoseh. Because the Melechas HaMishkan cannot be done by a goy, cannot be done by others. It can only be done by you, Tase. But it says Tase Teose in the sense like we said, that Rav Einishon gave them extra insights or ability to that the blocha should be done, which was beyond the capability of doing.
Teose applied by others also.
Huh? So therefore Teose here, it's Teose is like Tase. Teose, you can read, that's the Kli Nekziv. I mean, how many things I was like. You could read Sheish Yishom and Tase Malacha. What would Tase means? You, not someone else. Whereas over there, Sheish Yishom and Yase, Yeyose, talking about third person. But this would be Tase Teose. So really it's Tase. Why does it say Teose? Because you did beyond your capability of doing. But this is something that's talking about a Jew. It's not by a Goy. A Goy can help in the Melechus HaMishkan. So Sheish Yishom and Tase Teose Malacha. But on the seventh day, Yielochem Koide. Seventh day, I would think that you should be allowed to continue to do the melacha, because it's Kodesh Lashem. Kodesh Lashem. So why do I tell you not to do it? Because Yielochem Koidesh. Because I want that it should be also Kodesh Lashem. For your sake. The Shabbos was given for your sake. You should enjoy the Shabbos. You should rest on Shabbos. So therefore it says, Shabbos Yielochem Koidesh is Shabbos Shabbos Lashem. So that's what he's saying, Yielochem. Shabbos Shabbos Lashem. Yeah, you lachem kodesh. Kalo yisei voy melocha, you must.
What is Shabbos Shabbos in here?
No, so that's what I'm telling you, because I want you on Shabbos, you should vest both. In other words, a Shabbos that not only it should be Kodesh Lashem, but it should also be Kodesh Lashem. Not only that your mind should be devoted to Hashem, but, not only that your mind should cease from weekday activities, in other words, activities of Chol.
But it's not activities of Chol.
No, okay, all right, good. I mean, so the mind would be Kodesh Lashem. But it says, I want the goof should also rest. That's what the Shabbos Shabbos. Not only Shabbos for the Nishome, I want a Shabbos for the goof.
Oh, but it's only one?
No, so here when you're working for the buildings, you have a Shabbos for the Nishome, but you don't have a Shabbos for the goof.
And that's why it says, you must only one, because you're really doing it.
That's right.
So it's the body that you're doing.
That's right. That's why it doesn't say, and that's why. And that's why here it says Koloise Voy Melocha, it doesn't say Koloise Melocha B'yoy Mashabbos. Because here, Bemis, if you're doing the Melechas HaMishkan on Shabbos, it's not that you're doing a Melocha on Shabbos, Koloise Melocha B'yoy Mashabbos. Not contrary to the spirit of Shabbos. But nevertheless, if you're doing Voy, B'yoy Mashvi, doing the Melochas, even those Melochas which are not contrary to the spirit of Shabbos, nevertheless, I was yours. I want. It should be Kodesh, Kodesh Lachem.
So you must, meaning, because the mind is really doing the Lachem's Kodesh, but yeah, the body is not. So the body, because of that,
it's Kodesh. It's Kodesh.
You must want it.
You must want it.
It has a Kodesh, Shabbat Shabbosim. Because here you say you must want, but Shabbat Shabbosim, that the mind should, the body should also, right?
That's what I said. That's so the double Shabbos, that's what I said. Why? Why is it? Because I want Shabbat Shabbosim. Not only a Shabbos for the Shabbos for the Nishome, I want a Shabbos for the Gufto. Shabbos Shabbos Nishome. Why is the way Melocha is here? Why is the way Melocha is here? Why is the way Melocha is here? Now, it could be that the reason that the Torah picked out the Melocha of Havore, to tell you that just like Havore is a melacha by itself, same way, same thing, all the others are melacha by itself. So there are many reasons. You might have thought that a bog is a melacha kala, it's a destructive melacha, it's a kilkul. But could very well be that the main thing he wants to teach you what is the difference between melacha and avoido. Shabbos doesn't say avoido is also a Shabbos, it says melacha is also a sasiko melacha. Shem Shufel here says that melacha comes from the word malach. Malach, all you have to do is add a hey, malach. Malach means a shliach, an agent. So all the chukim, the laws which the Rav Einishon has instilled in the Teva, in the nature, in the world, so that they are doing the agents of Hashem. They're agents of Hashem for the existence of the worlds that He created. Oysa malachim ruchos. The Rabbein Yisrael made the winds as malachim, as angels, as shluchim. What does that mean? The Rabbein Yisrael wants that in this particular place should rain. So we have to bring the clouds. So the winds are his shluchim, are his agents to bring the clouds. Same way, everything is a malach, and that's what it means. V'yachal alekim es malach ve'asher osa. The shluchim, the agents, the chukim that he has instilled in the temple. So in that case, Mocha does not have anything to do, whether it's hard to do, it's difficult to do. The main thing, in other words, sort of like an agent, like a malach, like a shliach, to accomplish certain things. That's what Mocha is. So therefore, switching on the light, it may not be a difficult thing. But it's a melacha. This eish is an agent whereby this could be used for the settlement and habitation and conquering of the world. Heat, fire, gives heat, gives light. You have to use to make instruments, use the fire. Everything of us in the same way. So melacha is more in a sense of accomplishment. Something, a maise, a pula, which changes one thing to another, brings out a chiddush, brings out something new. So when you write something on a blank paper, that's a chiddush. That's a chiddush now. Before there was a blank paper, now you have a record, you have a message, and by being able to record it, it could be recorded for generations. So that will help the settlement of the world. And through writing, you could communicate with people that are far away and get together. That's an accomplishment. That's an accomplishment. That's why, in the same way, all melachas. Melachas is more in a sense like I'm using this, and this pulo is used as a shliach, as an agent to be mechadesh, to create, to bring out something new. So that's what melachas is. So therefore, he brings an example. Klisavaleish may not be difficult, but certainly eish is definitely the making of the fire. That's an agent that's needed and is used in the issue of oil. Okay, we'll stop here. Later on, in the pasuk itself that the same pasuk we find melocha and avoid. Melocha and avoid. Vaitechol kol avoidas mishkan. Vaitechol kol avoidas mishkan ol avoid. V'yasav nishkan. No, there's another pasuk. So it says, everything as Hashem has commanded Moshe, so did the Bnei Yisrael do eis kol avoida. All the work. Yavoida. But vayam Moshe is kol amloch. And when also is a kasher tziv Hashem kinos, don't say vayam Moshe is kol avoida, but vayam Moshe is kol amloch. So this requires an explanation. First it says kinos of Nisoy is kol avoida, don't say is kol amloch, and Moshe Rabbeinu so is kol amloch. but possibly you could say we know that the Mishkan that was built, so the Mishkan was a miniature of the entire world, all the universes. And the Mishkan is a miniature of a human being, the Ilam Kotten. And the Mishkan is a miniature of all that is to be found in the Torah, in the Sefer from Rabbi Shua Hela, the Talmidim of Rabbi Shua Salantar, so Mamashir. He makes a cheshbon of all the things, all the kelim that were done in the Mishkan, it comes out to Tayyab, to 640.
What's the name of that sefer? You mentioned it twice, Rishu.
Okay, it's one sefer that has five different. One is a Noves, and one is a Dizdroshers. I'll bring it. So in other words, this contains all the sefers, all the inyonim of all the worlds. To understand yourself, to understand the world, to understand the Torah. So that's That's what the Mishkan is. Now, in order that the Mishkan should function, not only as a place where the Jews will congregate three times a year and they'll bring korbanos, but as we said, there's a mokim of Torah. Mokim of Torah, here is the Tayag Mitzvahs, here's the center, the centrality of Torah, and here's the centrality of the entire world and all of mankind and the entire person. So that you have to invest it with a lot of kedusha, and everything that's done should be done with the right kavanas, and it should be done l'shem shamayim. V'asu li li l'shmi, v'ikoli truma, v'ikoli li l'shmi. Otherwise, it's going to be a building. It's not going to be a Beis HaMikdash. It's not going to be v'asu li l'kdash. You should make it l'shmi, shechante b'sorifah. Then the Shechina will be a mitzvah. So this had to be done mamash purely l'shem shamayim. Now, the Bnei Yisrael, they were requested that they should donate these and these materials for the building of the Mishkan. Some donated their work, their expertise, or as we said in the Soyer Liboy, they were so inspired and lifted up, and they did things that they didn't know they were even capable of doing. But now the question is, when you have to sum it all up, where was everything done with the right kavanah? Was everything done with Shem Shemayim? The work we could see. Need materials, the 13 types of materials. 13 types of materials were brought. The Kalim had to have measurements, length, width, height. Length, width, height. Everything is right. But was it done with the right kavana? So it says, Choyla shatziva Hashem es Moshe. Everything is Hashem es commanded Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu knew what the kavanas are, what the Mishkan and the Kalim represent and symbolize. So Choyla, but you also got instructions, I mean, definite instructions. You need these in this Kalim. The Kalim have to make from this material and this amount and this size and this measurements. So they did the avodah. They did the work. But that's avodah. They did it. But it's not a raya that it's melacha. Melacha means the accomplishment. Will the avodah which they did, will it really accomplish what the Mishkan is supposed to do? That depends with the Lashem Shamayim. What feeling, with what kavane, where the mind's directed, the heart's directed towards Hashem, or they did it for the sake of prestige or glory or something else. This is not something that you could see. But Vaya Moshe Spol Avloch, Moshe Rabbeinu was able to see not only the avoida, but he was able to see the melacha, the accomplishment. Moshe Rabbeinu looked at the kli, he was able to see whether the kli is functioning or not. And if the kli is functioning, that shows that vihime, and behold, it's like surprising. And he also is a kashativa Hashem kinos, exactly as what as kashativa Hashem kinos, exactly as Hashem has commanded. Not only in regards to the physical makeup of the kli, but what the kli is supposed to represent and how the kli is supposed to function. So that the Bnei Yisrael couldn't see; they only saw the avodah, the work. But Moshe Rabbeinu saw the melacha. Melacha means the accomplishment. Behinde also is kashativa Hashem. So then, I brought a face of Moshe. That's when Moshe Rabbeinu gave them the bracha, Yerotzoin, Shetishre Shechina b'Maase Yedeicha. That the Shechina should rest b'Maase Yedeicha. Because when they deserve the bracha, it's not enough that they did, but they had to do it with the right kavanah. So they did the avodah. Moshe Rabbeinu saw the melacha, and he saw the melacha and the avodah, both of them, kasher tziva Hashem. They did kasher tziva Hashem. Oh, says, that's the case. So what you did with Shechina. You did with Ruach HaKodesh. And the Mishkan was built with Ruach HaKodesh. So Yerotzen, let it be the will of Hashem, Shetishre Shechina v'Maase Yedeichem. The Shechina should always rest v'Maase Yedeichem, because your Maase Yedeichem had Shechina in them.
You once said the difference between Bracha and Tefillah, but can we say that maybe it was lacking something, therefore you have to give them a Bracha that it should be also the accomplishment?
Well, Bracha means Tesef, Sedish, you have. But the Bracha is adding more strength to it. Adding more to strength to it. In other words, you see that. Even though Yehotzu Shatish HaShchina B'Maaseh Yedeichem. That's appreciating what they did and bringing it out more. So that's Bracha. So Bracha has to be Chal on something which exists. You already have Maaseh Yedeichem. You already have the Mishkan. Bracha is a tefillah that the Mishkan should bring up all the potential.
Then we have one problem. The Rabban says one of the karbanas on the Shmonas HaMe'ilun was for the kapara, and they didn't give with the proper Russian, with the proper Galat.
It could be solved.
And after they gave, they did the Malala.
There's Madregas and Madregas and Madregas.